This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy winds and a high tide are lashing parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone moves ashore, where more than 1.1 million people have been evacuated. Sustained winds of up to 87 miles per hour are blowing, but the storm is forecast to weaken Wednesday. West Bengal State's top official says 20,000 mud huts and temporary shelters for the poor have been damaged. TV images show knee-deep water in a beach resort town and wind-whipping palm trees. Cyclone Yas has already caused two deaths and damaged homes before the landfall and comes amid a coronavirus surge, with both complicating relief efforts. As it looks to shore up the Mideast ceasefire, the U.S. is now vowing to help Palestinians rebuild Gaza after it was heavily damaged by Israeli airstrikes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
First in Jerusalem and then in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged the U.S. will help support Palestinians, not only through aid, but by restoring ties.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem.
The office had been in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but Donald Trump infuriated them by downgrading its operations. Blinken told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that they both must use the ceasefire to address underlying challenges to peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Egypt on the next leg of a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up the ceasefire that ended the 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. He was scheduled to hold talks Wednesday with Egypt's president. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will sit down for talks in Geneva on June 16th amid sharp disputes over election interference, cyber attacks, human rights, and Ukraine. Both countries have lowered expectations for breakthroughs at the summit, with neither in a mood to make concessions on their many disagreements. The United States on Tuesday called for the setting up of a second phase of an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, with international experts allowed to evaluate its sources in the early days of the outbreak. U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a video message to the annual ministerial meeting of the World Health Organization that phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus in the early days of the outbreak. The European Union expects to have received more than 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of September from four drug makers, according to a document presented to EU leaders on Tuesday. According to an inside source, a special grand jury has been impaneled to consider evidence surrounding former President Donald Trump's business dealings. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The seating of a new special grand jury suggests that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is moving towards seeking criminal charges stemming from its two-year investigation into matters like hush money payments to women on Donald Trump's behalf, property valuations, employee compensation, and other items that may have come to light from Trump's tax records. District Attorney Cyrus Vance had been using an investigative grand jury, but this new panel could be asked to consider returning indictments. The Washington Post reports the grand jury will meet 3 days a week for 6 months and will work on other cases besides the Trump investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tuesday was a big day for almost half a dozen members of the UN Security Council. They set foot in the chamber for a meeting for the first time. The ambassadors from five countries elected to the council for a two-year term starting January 1st got their first chance to sit in their chairs at the horseshoe-shaped council table Tuesday. So did Britain's ambassador. The last time the 15-member council met in person in the chamber was on December 7th. It was during the pandemic before vaccines were available, and not all council members were happy there. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my- Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so I want you to relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And we start off with the African beat from Nigeria. Wakonzi, that's off the show today with I Celebrate Beautiful Music. And right after that, Sierra Leone's icon, Jimmy Beef, This Is Sweet Poison. And then we go to Tanzania with Milka Kakete in Nakungangania. But first, I Celebrate by Wakonzi of Nigeria. Celebrate right now.
I'm love you more. Shorty, I love you to the core. Now you done got me on the leash. Capish? I know why they feel like this. Damn, shorty, every minute I want for taste your kiss. You're not the only one for me. On the for real, you're killing me. You're so impossible to resist. You know me sick, you know me kill. For you sick, I go and deal. You know the joy, I can't ignore. My every bloodline and more. Got my intentions are pure.
Girl, I'm in love with you. Ain't nobody else for me but you. You're so kissable, delectable, irresistible. You're so huggable, lovable, incredible. Ooh, touchable, squeezable, pleasable. You're so capable, respectable, unbelievable. Baby, I'm drunk in love with you. So intoxicated. 24/7, 365, I'm dedicated.
That you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Na kumanga ni anga ni anga na na na.
kazi la Yesu kangangania uponyaji wake naye akapona na kama vile Yakobo amshika malaika kasema sikuachi mimi usiponibariki kama yule mwanamke kashika vazi la Yesu kangangania uponyaji wake naye akapona na kama vile Yakobo kamshika malaika kasema sikuachi mimi usiponibariki naye kamnganga nganga nganga ngangania akamnganga
Ngania by Milka Kakete of Tanzania, and right before that, Sweet Poison by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone, and I Celebrate by Wakanzi of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. I'll be right back with more music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Let the Beat Roll, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Samuji by Stemiji of Ghana, featuring Nanko 360. And right after that, Shake Your Body by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Zakubona by Ben Mugisha of Rwanda. But Samuji right now, beautiful music by Stemiji of Ghana, featuring Nanki 360.
Take her. Stemiji, baby. Hey. Go ya, take her.
Machine, my machine.
It's Nanki. Do love to me and I'm me and you. Anything I order, I go order for two. I'll be the lesson, you go be my shoe. Aye. Baby, you be my boo.
Viva, viva, va, cosuma mia va. Toba, baby, yo, araba. Your love will be catching me, viva. Money, eba, ben, kebu, eba, pra. Tami, tami, mi, chebo, jeremi. O, cosuma, moko, moko, festan, tami. Waba, in, shahun, kashina, gbe. E, mi, no, bi, ke, e, mi, hun, ke, e. Boko, moko, nyam, bo, te, wate.
Show me your face, baby. I'll be you and the best.
Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Zakubona,
Zakubona, beautiful music by Ben Mugisha of Rwanda. And right before that was Shake Your Body by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. And Somuji by Stami G featuring 9360 from Ghana. Oh yeah, this is a very beautiful tune. All coming to you on the African beat from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back with more music.
Hello, everyone. This is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Me Annie by DTM of the Republic of Guinea is going to come up next. And right after that, Mocambique by Anita Makwakwa of Mozambique. And Ramose Mura Mivadiki by Maneli of Madagascar. But we take it to the top right now with Miani by DTM of the Republic of Guinea. And with that, this email is coming from Sadiq Sule, and he says, "Hello, African Beats. You always keep me cool. I really enjoy listening to your programs, and the music are so interesting. Keep on giving us the best beats from the African continent." Well, Sadiq, this one is going out to you, and let's enjoy the music now. Me and E by DTM of the Republic of Guinea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, na mumi jomamo, nani.
Yeah. classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Mose Murami Vadike by Manali of Madagascar. And right before that, you listen to Mukambikwe by Anita Makwakwa of Mozambique and Miani by DTM of the Republic of Guinea. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And now let me take some more emails. Hello, David. My name is Sulaiman Kamara from Freetown, Sierra Leone, and I'm enjoying your African Beat show. Thank you so much. May God bless you for the wonderful beats you provide for us. And another email says, hello, Dave. Your program is the best on the continent. Missing your African Beat program is like missing my mother's dish. Wow. Keep doing the good job, and may the Lord bless you. This is Madugu Obed in Piribi, Taraba State, Nigeria. Thank you all so much for writing, and it's been wonderful reading all your emails. But now, let's get on to music. And our next track is Endolo by Daphne of Cameroon. And right after that, Minayo by Meja of Kenya, and Annabelle by Domitian of Zambia. But first, Endolo by Daphne of Cameroon.
I know. Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Mandy.
Nyama na selimi ya kila mtu ni kujisikia tu
kuringa nayo
tugasilisha na nunua mafuta ta ile upimo anajua la
kuchora nayo
ni saa moja kushakuwa magizani nilekea manyumbani
giza nayo
ndio ni save time na pitia kwa kichochoro kidogo
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You're listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beats.
Tomorrow you know, and there's a sun.
it's not only something I feel. I know you cry, no, no. Young us like yourself, but when you're feeling themselves, you can't you see the morning?
Lovely music from the African beat, and this one is done for us by Demishan of Zambia, and right before that was Minayo by Meja of Kenya, and Andolo by Daphne of Cameroon.
Hello, lady. Hello, lady.
This is the African beat on the Voice of America. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day as I leave you this track by Rosie and Mahmoudi from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Life goes on.
Yeah, man. Rosie, Mahmoudi.
At first, them see me no liability. They go to the point, that's a me, I like king. I agree, can see we are don't break free. They shine like a sun in a big legacy. No blame me, no papa got them blessing, it's me. Oh, I say, believe me. And not to juju, I said that it's me. So when I'm in that door, the benefits say they go talk to them tired. I want for tell on the rich man they say they gonna make it fender. Listen and they talk so many prayerful and they begin to be me. Listen and they talk and they put in their talk in the world and be me. Now what they say, troubles go come, troubles go come for me and I don't care. And they put in their say and they put in their do me and I go fair. What's got there by me I go surely make.
Why you for hate me? When me papa na everyone let me. It like you juju affect me. I dey shine like a star, come embrace me. Yeah, I'm the apple of his eye. It's not right for me, God to cry. Not pull me out because me papa he always lie. I'm a shining star, nothing can put me down.